SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. A local government council in New South Wales is claiming a national first after signing a landmark agreement with Aboriginal organisations to close the gap. The partnership means both sides will work together, meeting closing the gap targets and providing First Nations groups with a greater say over health, housing, education and employment.
Putting pen to paper on a commitment to work together on closing the gap.
This partnership agreement, Marinali, which means two hands working together, means that we have the mechanisms embedded in local government for us to actually have a voice and to change the trajectory of the outcomes of our people.
By establishing a really clear, formal partnership with the Aboriginal community, it allows us to be able to create something that's meaningful, that can be implemented and monitored to make sure that we deliver better outcomes for all Aboriginal people across our region.
The agreement will see shared decision-making and local action to improve the lives of First Nations people across health, education and social outcomes.
All of our community organisations that are out there do our own part, but united we work more together to ensure that measurable outcomes are culturally appropriate.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people make up 13% of Tamworth's population. Under the agreement, Tamworth Regional Council will embed closing the gap targets into its planning, provide resources for implementation, and report annually on progress.
By looking at the needs and aspirations of Aboriginal people in the form of a local closing the gap strategy, once that's embedded into that framework for council, then council is held accountable to delivering the needs and aspirations of the community.
It's the first of its kind nationwide, setting a precedent for other councils.
I believe that other local councils will look at this as a blueprint, as a model moving forward on how to better engage with and how to better work with Aboriginal people.
Leading the way towards better outcomes. Ricky Kirby, NITV News.
A health survey by the Australian Bureau of Statistics has found that one in five people with diabetes didn't know they had the disease. Rates of diabetes are higher in MOB, and it's important to get treatment early to prevent major complications like kidney disease, blindness, and loss of limbs.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics has been checking the health of MOB, examining 2,500 Indigenous adults to find out if they have diabetes, many completely unaware they had the disease.
This found that about one in five people who were found to have diabetes didn't self-report a previous diagnosis, so perhaps didn't know that they had diabetes up till that point.
The ABS Health Survey found almost one in six Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults have diabetes. The disease is more common in people who are over the age of 55. Diabetes can be managed with a diet and medication, and Nacho is calling on people to have a health check. They're training up 500 people to provide culturally safe care at Aboriginal medical services.
With the new therapies that we have, you know, there's complications that I think way too many people have seen in their community, you know, people going on dialysis, people losing limbs. That doesn't have to be the story for people anymore with diabetes. You know, we can do a lot to keep people healthy and living long lives even if they have diabetes.
The ABS Health Survey also found a quarter of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults are not getting enough vitamin D, and a quarter have high cholesterol.
High cholesterol is just one risk factor that contributes to your risk of having a heart attack or stroke. And so we can make changes about, you know, decreasing the amount of unhealthy fats that we're eating and increasing healthy fats, so within nuts and avocados and things like that. But then there's also medicines that are very effective at dropping cholesterol levels down.
Culturally safe care for healthy lives. Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
The Victorian Aboriginal Health Service has ended its Deadly Choices partnership with the Melbourne Storm Rugby League team following the cancellation of the club's Anzac Day Welcome to Country. In a post to social media, the health service said its decision was a direct result of the Anzac Day incident, citing what it says was the disrespect and hurt to Aunty Joy Murphy, the Wurundjeri people and First Nations people across the country, stating such an action is inconsistent of our values of respect, cultural integrity and cultural safety. The decision has initiated poor well-being, including feelings of sadness and anger among our community. Northern Territory MP Marion Scrimshaw has been made a special envoy for remote communities. The member for Ling Yari's new role signals a renowned focus on Indigenous affairs and commitment to addressing complex issues in remote communities. Senator Mulindiri McCarthy has also been reappointed as Minister for Indigenous Australians. The announcements were part of a ministerial reshuffle of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's new cabinet. 2023 Australian Idol winner Royston Knoll is leading an intergenerational choir in Canberra that will perform for Reconciliation Week. Aged between 9 and 99, the choir is singing the 1980s Australian classic Solid Rock. The children and aged care residents have been working hard to learn the song.
I liked learning it because and I like the meaning of the song as well. It's just to raise awareness of the First Nations people.
It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful, and we've worn ourselves out getting ready for it.
First Nations comedian Sean Chulbra has opened up about his misspent youth and how he ended up telling jokes for a living. In an interview with NITV's Carla Grant, Sean, who sometimes is referred to as the godfather of Indigenous comedy, talks about growing up on Palm Island and Townsville, getting kicked out of school, and his start as DJ on local radio. He says a move to Sydney to learn dance was a disaster. Then one day he had his light bulb moment.
It's kind of funny because we'd walk from Leichhardt to Glebe every morning, and I remember one day I saw the Sydney Comedy Store, and it was bam, it was like a light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, man, I'm meant to be there.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. And, of course, stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.